Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It seems that always tied with virtue is the concept of praise. They tend to go hand in hand. That's where right here we just read, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. In Proverbs, when it talks about the virtuous woman, what does it say about her? She shall be praised. So this thought of adding virtue to our faith not only helps us to live better, but it gives us a greater appreciation for the Lord, because our praise to Him should accompany that. We're not just following a set of rules, like we've joined a monastery or we're just trying to live the best life that we can. There's a reason behind it. And the reason behind it is the Lord. And we ought to be giving Him praise throughout these things. The very fact that we're able to conduct ourselves in a virtuous manner should be reason to praise the Lord in its own. And so that subject of virtue we found in verse number 3 right here, 2 Peter 1. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to what? Glory and virtue. It's a statute that we've been called towards. You hear about if He's saved us unto good works. And the importance of good works, well, I'm here to tell you the importance of virtue in your life. To be known as a virtuous person. That should be the next step in our walk with the Lord, so that our moral compass is set true north. It's set straight so we can conduct ourselves properly, because it's hard to have a reference. It's hard to have a guide to conduct yourself if you don't have a reference. And Scripture should be our reference for this virtuousness. So everything that falls after this, we know where our moral compass points. It all hinges on this subject of virtue. And accompanied with that ought to be praise. And we have so much to praise the Lord for, do we not? Well, aside from just the basis of our relationship with Christ, this faith and this virtue, the moral goodness, kind of things that we would think about when we think about being a good person, if you will. Well, add to virtue, knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge, this word for knowledge is mentioned many, many times throughout Scripture. Many times. And this instance of knowledge would be defined as a knowledge of the Christian religion, a deeper and more perfect understanding of it, an enlarged understanding of Scripture, this knowledge. We find that in Romans chapter number 15, verse 14, it says, "And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another." He's writing to the group of believers here, and he's letting them know that he has full faith that they are not only filled with goodness, with virtue, but also with all knowledge. They're there at that step 3 of the building block. They've got the relationship with Christ. They're filled with His goodness, the virtue, that moral compass. They have the knowledge. That knowledge are the things that Paul has been writing to them. These doctrinal teachings and the importance of the different aspects of our faith. If you miss the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you've missed it all. You've missed it all. That is the gospel, and that is what saves. But there is more in Scripture that's written for us to understand and to know and to practice. And that knowledge is what he's speaking here, that we're to add to that virtue. You're to know some things. We're to understand some things. That's why he says, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning these things. We're to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the subject of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 13:12 gives us a warning about this, though, because what happens is we'll lose a lot of people at this third spot. Once they have accepted Christ as their Savior, and once their moral compass points true north and they're filled with the goodness of the Lord, and they start with the knowledge of these things and the doctrines, sometimes they'll get stuck here, they'll get lost, and they'll never make it to the end, to that love that we ought to show the world, because they make it as far as this knowledge goes. And 1 Corinthians 13 gives us a warning about that in the second verse. It says, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though it's all been shown to me, it's that same word that's used here that we're to add to our virtue, that we're to add to our faith, that knowledge. Paul says, though I have all knowledge, I'm well studied, I'm well versed, I understand all these things, and have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And that charity is that final building block that we're to add to our faith in verse number 7. So he says, though I have knowledge, and I've basically perfected that trade, that craft, I've been diligent in the study, I understand the doctrines, I understand the principles, I can quote the scriptures, I understand. But I don't have that love, I'm nothing. Nothing. So it's important that we understand that we should continue to build and continue to grow. Don't get lost or stuck on one of these and forget about charity. Don't forget about the love that we ought to show one to another, especially. So with that knowledge, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. You hold your place there in 2 Peter, but turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter number 6. We'll begin in, let's start in verse number 4. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 6:4, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions and necessities, in distresses, in stripes and imprisonments, in tumults and labors and watchings and fastings. How? Verse 6. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. This formula, these building blocks here, for showing forth the truth and the goodness of Christ in our daily life is right here, no matter what it is, in all things. Paul says if it's in stripes and imprisonments, no matter what it is, he's able to show forth his testimony by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Continues on and says, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. There's so many important aspects in our life that we ought to be attending to in our walk with Christ that often get neglected or fall by the wayside because we kind of have a shallow or a skin deep desire, is really what it boils down to, for the things of Christ. Even more so than the things that we've been exposed to or the opportunities that we have or are made available to us, it's the fact that we lack that desire for anything more.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.